Cause great things happen over time, and nothing happens overnight. Oh no, 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 no. And you gon' have to make a lot of sacrifice. Do it wrong till you get it right. You gotta live it, it's a way of life. No days off, no days off.
Point always loving to catch up with superstars and the stories that make them superstars. Wow, Joe Ryan, listen to that.
Ben Olsen, what's up, man?
I don't even know how to introduce you anymore, man. We've known each other for almost 15 years, I think. And you were a big deal here in Sheboygan. Now you're a big deal in Hollywood. I love that.
Man, it's always a pleasure to be back in the good graces of Ben Olsen. Come on, man.
Stop it. Now, we introduced you as somebody in Hollywood. I remember a handful of years ago when you were living in your car in Sheboygan, coming into the radio station begging me to play your music. And you were talking about this dream about moving to Hollywood and trying to do music for whatever it was you were doing music for. And man, the dream is a reality. Tell us about what you've been doing the last few years.
Yeah, man. So that was always the goal, just to come out west and, you know, just get my footing in the industry and be able to do some things. So, you know, as a telepictures composer, it's amazing to be able to, you know, make songs for the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and I mean, just a slew of shows under the Warner Brothers umbrella. And then, you know, of course, my first love of just putting out my own music and making sure that people are inspired.
Yeah, Joe, you've been a part of a ton of things that people would recognize. And that's kind of what you've been doing, kind of behind the scenes and stuff. But your first love has always been putting out your own music. And you've done some of that. People followed you throughout the years. Now we're talking about people who are allergic to hard work, and that's definitely not you. You've got a new project out, and it's coming out this Saturday that we're talking about here. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. I chose the date of 4-3-2-1 because it was a countdown to get ready. You know, some of the success of being able to, as you mentioned, be behind the scenes and create music for television and sync, you know, it kind of made me chill out a bit in terms of putting out music to the public. And I can never get away from that because, you know, that's what got me here. So I'm excited to just really go. And this time when I come with it, man, no days off, no rest, no breaks anymore. So when I put this out, there'll be a music video to follow every single song. And I'm never stopping putting out music to the public because without them, I wouldn't be here right now.
It's been a long time coming. I got to be honest with you. I remember talking to you years ago. You were working with kids here in Sheboygan. Artist formerly known as Jay Rilla. That was kind of your thing back here. Moved to Hollywood, doing your thing, and now really kind of evolved into this this superstar that you're becoming. Going to release a bunch of stuff. We can find you on Spotify. We can find you on TikTok. We can find you. You are one of those products that we hear every day. You're Joe Ryan.
That's me, man. If anyone wants to find me, as long as they type in J-O-E-R-Y-A-N with three I's, Joe Ryan III, there I am, man. And, you know, I love that you mentioned, you know, working with the kids in Sheboygan, because that's still my passion at the core. So I get to do all this cool music industry stuff, but I'm also a professor over at the Los Angeles College of Music, you know, where I teach songwriting and production, and, you know, as well as career counsel. So, I mean, it's really a blessing to be able to do, you know, a multiplicity of things in music. Now music is much more about music entrepreneurship rather than just kind of being one-dimensional and just being an artist or producer.
Joe, we've talked about music as a whole in the industry and how you can be a real mediocre or subpar musician and be a product on the radio. And let's be honest, there's definitely some songs that don't belong on the radio that have gotten to be superstardom songs. And then there are the people who are real musicians doing their real thing and are the real deal. I like to think of you as the real deal. You've definitely have that foundation, and you are that product all put together. But we've talked about some of that before, and how the music industry and how people have kind of evolved with, I mean, we talk about superstars like, you know, really talented people like Billie Eilish, who've, you know, back in the truck up at the Grammy Awards and that kind of thing, who are producing and making music in their bedroom. Tell me a little bit about how things have changed over the years, how you used to have this major record label thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's we are in the era of the 100%er, and I did not know, I had no clue that back then the way I was maneuvering and, you know, playing all the instruments on my record records and recording myself and mixing, mastering it myself, that I was actually practicing for this era right now. And I mean, you said it, you know, there are just, you know, new ways to really get into this whole music thing, you know, where before I think music really used to be the asset, but now it's more of an accessory to the brand, you know. And if you can, you know, make a brand around yourself, whether it's what you say or what you do or what you wear, whatever the case may be, I mean, your music can just be an accessory to, you know, kind of promote and push that brand. But I just see it as an awesome blessing that, you know, I was really practicing for this era, and now being able to, you know, kind of do it all myself and have some pitfalls and some ups and downs, I learned how to really you know, be an independent artist and an independent entrepreneur, which is amazing for this time that we're in right now.
Talking to Joe Ryan, the artist formerly known as Jay Rilla here in Sheboygan. That's how we know you here, Joe, because let's be honest, when you were getting started, you weren't sure. You were living in your car, man, and you've come a long way, haven't you?
Man, it has been a tremendous journey. Just hearing your voice, man, today just kind of took me back to that time. You know, if you hadn't embraced me, you know, and really gave me the opportunity to let my music be heard, you know, the point was really a really amazing turning point for me to help, you know, Sheboygan really, you know, gravitate towards my music. You know, it really helped me, you know, really build confidence that, you know what, I can be as commercial as I think I should be if I just keep working. And the fact that you have always, you know, given me that opportunity, and the journey has been long, but, you know, I tend to, you know, I always say within my keynote speeches or, you know, posts recently, I'm always saying, if you stay focused on the why, you won't be distracted by the when. So, you know, I think that why was always my love and passion for music, and that has always remained, and why I'm going back to making sure I'm serving the public with some phenomenal music.
Joe Ryan, the project is 4321. Tell me a little bit about that and the single that goes along with it.
Yeah, so the album is called I. You know, just like the three letters after my last name or in my last name. I is something that just, you know, it's feel good music. It's more up tempo. I know Sheboygan knows me for the slower R&B ballads, but I thought it was time to, you know, give some up tempo inspiration and, you know, just some feel good music. The first single, as you mentioned, No Days Off, right? It's really about, you know, that journey, that hard work, that real discipline and dedication to the craft that it takes. And not just for music, Ben, you know, I'm talking the 9-to-5-er. I'm talking about, you know, the mom, the dad, the parent, the husband, the wife, right? There's a certain success rate that comes from putting in work every single day to try to outdo yourself and be greater. So this record is really for creatives and non-creatives who are just trying to push forward and not taking days off, not taking shortcuts. And as we've seen with this pandemic, man, it's been, you know, people have been challenged to stay at home and try to manage, you know, taking care of a family and also work from home. So No Days Off is that anthem that I think many people will resonate with. And you can also get your fitness on.
It's definitely for people who aren't allergic to hard work and frontline workers, especially right now. I heard the song and that's what I thought of. Music takes anybody to a time and a place separate from maybe the next person, and that's so cool that it can happen that way. Joe Ryan, No Days Off is the project, I is the album, and how do we find it, Joe?
Yeah, so anywhere that you consume music, right, whether we're talking about Spotify, Apple Music, all the digital platforms. Again, as you mentioned, it releases on 4321, but before then, if you want to go and pre-order the single from iTunes, we're actually doing some amazing giveaways. Most people always talk about my fashion, which is created by my wife, Monique. And I mean, she has this tremendous ability to create, you know, pieces that are, I mean, just beautiful. She manufactures and designs all this stuff. So we're giving away shirts, hats. Eventually, we're doing a TikTok challenge for the actual official No Days Off dance, where we're going to give away some really cool cool shoes that I have on in the music video, which will release 1 week after we release this single. And we got some special things. So if you want to get it early, you want to pre-order it, all you got to do is screenshot that thing and tag me in it, and that'll automatically enter people in to win some free gear.
All right, Joe Ryan. We can find you anywhere online. Joe Ryan, I. Joe, always fun to catch up with you, man. Always fun to hear about your next project, and we will continue to do so. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate you, man. Stay safe out there, man. Stay moving forward, and I really appreciate you for always pushing great music forward. I really love that about you, man. You really know. You got the ear, bro.
Thanks, Joe. Good to see you, man.
All right, talk to you soon. No days off. No days off.